Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to a brand new episode of Gamertag Radio. And yes, this is the return of Battle of the Games. And, you know, we already did Best of Mario Kart, Best Street Fighter. I have, once again, my brother, Nano. What's up, Nano?
What's going on? I hate that we're over the phone, but...
I know we're not in person, so it's all good.
Battle continues.
Yeah, man, of course. But next time, hopefully, we could get together and sit down. And, of course, we're going to have Bam on the phone. You know, he's in New York. Ben, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
How's New York, man?
It's fine, man. Cool. Starting to slowly get hotter. Wish it would stay colder, but
yeah.
Whatever. Springtime, baby.
It's all good. It's all good. So for this episode, we're going to have something special because we originally wanted to do this a while ago. We just couldn't because of time. So what we're going to debate for this episode, Battle of the Games, is two classics for anybody that have the Nintendo 64. These two completely classics. Not a bad game at all. I love them both. Is GoldenEye 64 and GoldenEye N64, 007 for those that know about that, and Perfect Dark, the original Perfect Dark, not the crappy one that came for the Xbox 360. That was like
the Perfect Dark Zero.
Yeah, right? that's garbage. Yeah, that's garbage. So we're going to be talking about which of the two is the better game. Everybody's going to have opinions about it. So who should we start off first, man?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying, obviously, Perfect Dark.
Why do you say that?
Are you kidding me, dude? Like, I get arguing for GoldenEye just because of... I guess you guys have some nostalgic connection to it, but if you look at the facts, GoldenEye it's good, but it doesn't compare. Like Perfect Dark it beats it in almost every category, from soundtrack, multiplayer, single player, to the controller schemes were almost identical, right? Like,
it's pretty much identical. I mean, you can't really debate on that. The same controlling, same frame rate.
Yeah, but it took everything that GoldenEye was, and it was just slightly better, man. It had... How big was the soundtrack? I can't remember if it was multiple discs.
Well, I think that I remember Perfect Dark had like a better quality in everything, because originally GoldenEye came out in 1997. Perfect Dark came out 3 years after that. So here's the thing, Bam. I love GoldenEye. Dude, we put in so many hours in that game. Playing the multiplayer. So many hours, right? So the reason why I personally think Perfect Dark is a better game is, one, is the things that they couldn't do, like Rare, the developers of the game, the things that they couldn't do in the first one, they added into the second one. Things that they learned from the other one, they added on this one. Plus, they're not depending the name of the brand of a major global brand. This is a brand new IP. And it still had bots, multiplayer. Let me talk.
Yeah.
And multiplayer. The thing is with GoldenEye, okay, we'll play us, right? Four players and that's it, right? With Perfect Dark, I could play by myself if I want to practice before my friends or Nana come over, right?
Exactly. You start with bots.
I could do all that. You could put easy bots, the most difficult one. There's challenges.
I know you left it on the easy bots, right?
No. No way. You know, I always will ask one. No. Let's try not to talk over because it sounds like crap. the thing that I like about that game is that even the single player was different because it was sci-fi. There was some, you had to find like certain items. There was also stealth in the game. This is the first time that the game had weather effects, which GoldenEye didn't even have that at that time.
No, it didn't
at all. So, yes, you could play this game without the the adapter, the expansion pack. Remember the expansion one that you had to add in the Nintendo 64? If you didn't have that, you could still play the game and so on. But there was a lot of features that was missing out. But if you had that on...
No, but if you didn't have the expansion pack, you couldn't play Perfect Dark. Like, it was unbearable.
Yeah, the but the thing is, the majority of the people did bought the... Well,
yeah, I mean, I had expansion pack. I agree.
Yeah, because you got it from... was it the Donkey Kong 64? That's the one that came in for free with that?
No, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy the expansion pack.
Yeah, but you needed the expansion pack just to play Majora's Mask as well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But see what I'm saying, like, bam, like...
You need it for Zelda, for 64?
Yeah, you needed it, well, not for Ocarina of Time.
For Majora's Mask.
That's what I mean.
But for a lot of games, after the expansion pack was released, a lot of games needed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought it because of WCW Revenge. You need an expansion pack.
Okay, Revenge? There you go.
I don't remember needing that for that.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
Not a little crap here.
I don't remember that.
Either way, like, what are your reasons? I mean, like... Perfect Dark, it was released at what was it, 2 or 3 years after GoldenEye?
Yeah, in 2000, because I remember I was in 10th grade when they came out.
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
GoldenEye came out in 97, GoldenEye.
97, okay, summertime, 97.
By that time, Rare had more, they knew what to do, you know, they knew how to make the game better. So, like, of course you're going to have a better game. You're only holding on to nostalgia.
No, man, because I personally think the battle mode for GoldenEye was better. It had better characters.
What?
The presentation looked better. It had better weapons.
Ooh,
I didn't like...
I wouldn't go there. I won't go there, Ben. I'm sorry. I won't go there.
Dude, Perfect Dark was cheap. You had the laptop gun where you throw it against the wall and it just shoots random people and you get mad kills off that. You had the far sight. It was like the Predator gun where you could shoot through walls. So you had the colors.
Yeah. I love that gun.
All those guns were mad cheap, man. There was no skill involved.
Oh, yeah? What about, what's his, the character name, the short guy from GoldenEye?
Yeah, but all you had to say was, yo, don't pick Odd Job.
Yeah, but people still would pick it up. You would pick him up all the time. I mean, you would pick him up, too, every single time.
No, man. No, let's get this straight, Godfrey. I play with Janice Marine all day. Janice Marine at the complex. I don't play with Odd Job. That was you, Godfrey.
Nah, I didn't like that character, nah. I didn't remember which one I used to pick, but I would never pick him.
Oh, no, I know who you used to pick. You used to pick the black girl.
Yes, she was I forgot her name. She was in, she was a beast, though.
Films.
Yeah, she was good. No, but honestly, you can't say that Golden had a better multiplayer than Perfect Dark. That's crazy.
Okay. If you get 4v4, it's a better game, man.
Nope.
No way.
I disagree.
Bam. It had your crazy. First of all, Perfect Dark had bigger levels, and they had most of the levels that 007 had. They had Complex. They had, oh my God. I forget the names, man. For
Archives?
Yeah, they had all these games. They had all those levels in Perfect Dark.
You know what? I forgot that they had GoldenEye. You sure they had GoldenEye levels?
Yeah, they had a bunch of levels.
Yeah, they made a remix, remastered version for Perfect Dark.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't the exact level, but there were just newer versions of those levels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now
I remember. Yeah,
and I have to bring this up too. Bam. Multiplayer, right? It had co-op multiplayer for missions for the single player game. And
I didn't play any of that stuff. And
also there was challenges in the game. I think there was 30 overall. Where you could play by yourself or with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still trying to wait for your main reason. Like, okay, why the multiplayer is better than Perfect Dark?
I like the presentation of GoldenEye better. Like Perfect Dark was like too dark. It was like really, when you look at the menus, it's all confusing.
What? GoldenEye, it wasn't that confusing. I disagree with that.
GoldenEye had better characters to pick from and better weapons. They were like realistic weapons. I didn't like all the fake weapons from Perfect Dark. It was stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I disagree.
I like using an AK-47. I like using a submachine gun.
There was one weapon that I think it's called Psychosis, I think. I'm trying to remember. That if you're playing the single player campaign, you could use that weapon, shoot on one of the enemies, and the enemy will turn good, and he will help you out. To battle everybody else that's in there, like in the single player game.
Yeah, you see that's mad cheap.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was dope, man. And if you're playing the single player game, every enemy has the same weapon. there was always one enemy in the game of Perfect Dark that had a different weapon when you play the mission.
I don't know. I still don't. Other than Bam having a huge poster of Pierce Brosnan coming out of the water from Mrs. Doubtfire over his bedroom, I don't know why he loves this game so much.
Yeah,
I just liked it better, man. Like, I thought Perfect Dark was boring. Story mode, I stopped playing it. I don't even think I beat the game. I think the last level is where all the aliens come to your base.
No way, man. And on top of that, this game allows you to play a co-op, and you were able to play a co-op version of the game against the other player.
Huh?
Like in Perfect Dark, you were able to play as like you on opposite sides, co-op mode, split screen.
Oh yeah.
It had way more like multiplayer features, man. Like, I don't know what case you're making for.
Oh, here's another one. I just remember. I remember this one. The animation of the enemies compared to the first one to the second one. Which one was better, Bam?
Of course. No. It had better graphics. It used the expansion pack, dude. But you take out the expansion pack, it looked just like GoldenEye.
No, but it still had better animation. Even without the expansion pack. Yeah, man. It still had better animation, man. Way
Are
better.
You talking about like before the level starts, it has like
no. For example, when you are playing the single player game, right, and you play one of the levels and you shoot an enemy, the way how they fall when they get shot, the animation is way better than.
Dude, it was still the same, man.
No, it's not bad. Not bad. If you actually compare the two and look at the videos, trust me, it's a huge difference, man. You could tell the difference between the two, man. Because I'm telling you, Rare took their time and they worked on this game 3 years later.
Yeah, it has a 3 year head start over GoldenEye. I mean,
it's the same thing.
I guess they fixed the flaws of it.
It's the same thing with
GoldenEye. Still a better game. Dude, I had Perfect Dark, and I think like a year later, I went back to GoldenEye because I thought Perfect Dark was boring, dude.
Nah, I totally disagree. Whack.
The characters were trash.
Nah,
Why didn't you like Joanna?
Huh? Joanna was dope.
I didn't like Joanna. Yo, she was a cool character.
No, I'm not talking about Joanna. I'm talking about a collection of all the characters. It was stupid, man. It was like some fake sci-fi. They're like a fake Blade Runner, you know? Like a British
Blade Runner. Oh, my God.
Nah, man. Say that.
It's dumb, dude.
It was a 2000 sci-fi, you know, retro sci-fi theme. I don't know what the...
But no, it got some Blade Runner theme in there. But here's the thing, Bam. Here's the thing. GoldenEye was depending so much on the movie. And 007, the name.
Yeah.
This is a brand new IP, brand new character. Nobody ever heard of Perfect Dark.
Exactly. It was a brand new character that was pretty boring.
No, but here's the thing, Bam. Here's the thing. They added so much, Rare added so much stuff in this game that overall, it had a better package. If you go to the store and you waste, let's say, $70. I can't remember how much it was back then because I know Nintendo 64 games back then was really, really expensive, right?
Yeah, it was like $65 and change.
Something like that. And you still have way more stuff in that game as a package of like, even if you don't have friends, Bam, you could still play multiplayer.
I never needed to worry about bots. I had always people to play with. That's why GoldenEye was a better game still. I never needed to use bots.
I don't know. I just disagree, man. I just disagree.
Yo, what was the name of the...
I don't like the presentation, dude. I didn't like it.
What was the name of the alien that was always with you?
What happened? We're trying not to talk over because it's really hard to hear. What happened, Nano?
What was the name of the alien that was always with Joanna?
Not always. It was like towards the end. Oh, I can't remember.
Yo, first of all, if you have an alien with you more than once, that's always, bro. That's weird.
Dude, that
all
alien
right?
always got in the way, and then you end up shooting up the alien from his back, and then the mission's over. Nah, that's that, man.
Man, there was the missions were more in depth, I think. Way more. There was the regular one, you know?
Dude, there were certain levels that were so hard, and then the controlling wasn't all that great, and it was impossible to like beat the levels, man. It was super frustrating.
Nah.
Another thing. Now that comes back, it's starting to slowly come back to my memory. There was a lot of hatred.
The hatred is pouring back in.
I know. It's coming.
That game was the story mode was like, it was trash, dude. It was boring. It was a couple missions that were trash. GoldenEye was better, man.
The missions were fun.
There was not a mission that were not fun, dude.
I wish we should do a playthrough of the game again. But dude,
I have it at home in my house. I got both of them.
If I remember correctly, Perfect Dark had what was it, like 9 missions?
I don't remember how many.
And I think each mission had they were separated into parts. You had part 1, 2, and 3, like 3 levels in each one.
Oh, okay, yeah, you might be right.
So you had to complete like objectives just to exit the stage and get to the next one. You know?
Yeah. If you added the difficulty harder, then there was more stuff you had to do in this in those missions. Yeah.
And there was also like 4 bonus missions, special assignments that you had to unlock.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't really get that far because I felt the game was crap. I just ended up just playing the battle mode, so I don't know.
I don't know, man. I feel like you should go. You got to go back on it.
Yeah. Well, I have Perfect Dark for the Xbox 360 and also playable for Xbox One. The only difference is they just enhanced it, and it looks better. It's run smooth. It's 1080p. It's really really good.
It doesn't have the same controlling, man. You need a Nintendo 64 controller.
No, hey, what the worst controller in history? Why would you want that?
No, man. The Nintendo 64 controller is good, man. Like that 45-degree angle from the
yellow button. There's not one person on this planet that has owned this Nintendo 64 controller and hasn't been stabbed in the thumb.
I don't know.
There's no other controller that has ever tried to attack you. That controller hurts people, yeah.
What are you talking about, man? What
64 is uncomfortable. The joystick, it always snapped. It always broke. So yeah. It would just be a needle.
Yeah, if you have the original N64, dude, the controller will always mess up unless you buy like a third party one. But I don't want to depend on.
I used a third party one. But that shit was fun.
But here's the problem, man. I don't want to depend on a third party controller for me to enjoy my experience. Like,
man, you guys are nitpicking, dude. You guys are nitpicking every little thing about this, man.
Wait. We came. I told you to come prepared. Be ready. Because we're going to shut you down. And even all those people that said GoldenEye.
You guys are hitting me with facts. I'm still, in my mind, I think GoldenEye is still better.
Yeah,
I like the story mode better. And I like the battle mode better. When it came to having 4 people, it was a better game.
I'm being stubborn, dude. I disagree, man.
It had better weapons and it had better characters to pick from. Now, if you want to talk about levels, yeah, maybe Perfect Dark had better levels. Because that copied a couple, GoldenEye levels? I think it had the... had the archives, it had the temple.
Well, bam, you had the ability to practice by yourself. You had the ability to play by yourself. You didn't have your friends. You couldn't play.
No, because what I'm trying to say is that's not the same thing because it was a different game because there was different players. This one had the same engine and all that, but I liked the players better in GoldenEye, and I liked the presentation, the way it looked, the weapons better.
I think Perfect Dark is a better version of GoldenEye. You know what I mean? It's almost, the games are like one paves the way for the other. And without GoldenEye 007, Perfect Dark wouldn't exist. But in that sense, the former is better than than GoldenEye, man. It's just, I think Perfect Dark took a recipe and perfected it.
Yeah.
I mean, I do admit that Perfect Dark picked up a bunch of things, picked up all their flaws, but I think GoldenEye was so good as it is that I didn't need Perfect Dark. I was fine with GoldenEye. If you would have put GoldenEye with Perfect Dark's new features, then yeah, I would pick Perfect Dark if it had 007 characters, 007 weapons in that platform.
I'm telling you, man. Yo, they're in Pierce Brosnan's like reign of Hollywood. Bam was just going to the movies, watching his movies over and over again. Yeah, he was watching all those specials on TV where he'd be on there.
Yeah.
And posters.
If you watch the movie GoldenEye, it's nothing like the video game. Video game like flabbergasted a bunch of like storylines.
Yeah.
Same thing.
GoldenEye used the power of the movie to sell that game. Like 007, they were just borrowing a lot of the, like, it is true what Godfrey said, like, Perfect Dark was, everything's original. It's its own story, its own characters.
What are you talking about? It's like a fake Blade Runner, dude.
Yeah, but it's original.
It's an original story.
It's original story.
Yeah, so was Dragon Ball, but Dragon Ball copied pretty much Superman. Like, what are you saying? Like, they just copied a bunch of things.
Bam, you can't be serious.
Yo, you can't. Now we're just, you're jumping around.
Yeah, you can't.
It's just like Blade Runner.
It had influences.
Copied it.
Bam.
Rip off.
Bam. It's a new IP. It's a new, nobody ever heard of Perfect Dark. And when the game came out, it was all over. It was all over the web, all over the magazines at the time. People were, they were talking about it.
Yeah, it's a new entity, but they still copied a bunch of things to make that game.
But yo,
GoldenEye
depend on the brand GoldenEye 007.
No, they depend on the amazing gameplay and the amazing controlling from the Nintendo 64. Look, you have to ask yourself, look, play both games right now and ask yourself, like, which one actually, stands the test of time. Like, I don't think GoldenEye can, you wouldn't like that game right now.
What are you talking about? I had my 64 hooked up around Christmas.
Yeah, but we're talking to you. You don't play games. Like, you don't play first-person shooters. You know what I mean? Like, anybody that plays first-person shooters now, that goes back to that, that's stepping in a time portal. You know what I mean? That's a very ancient style of gameplay.
Dude, if anybody who plays FPS, they're going to be like, both games are dog crap.
No. But if you had to choose the better game, you go back at, like, 007 is hard to play now, man.
But it's the same thing as Perfect Dark. It's just
no. I think Perfect Dark plays better now.
What do you mean? It's the same thing.
I think it's a game that plays better than 007. If you take into account the levels, the weapons, the style of gameplay, shields, all the stuff that you had in the game, you know what I mean?
No. You're talking about if you play the actual game, Nintendo 64. Forget about the 360 version of Perfect Dark.
If I had to go back into this terrible console.
Oh my god!
Like I'd rather play the better one, the better game. I think Perfect Dark is the better one to play.
Yeah,
but it still moves the same. You have the four yellow buttons to pan left and right, look up and down, and you still have the 360 motion of the joystick. It's the same thing.
Dog, if I'm gonna have pancakes and I can have it with some toppings, I'm gonna put some toppings on it instead of regular pancakes.
That's true. I think Bam is more of like he just loved 007 so much that no matter what we say, he's not going to change his mind.
And whatever you guys say, it's not going to change my mind. I know. I just like the way the GoldenEye looks. It just looks better to me. Not graphic. Presentation. The way the characters look. The type of characters you can pick. The type of weapons you can play with. To me, it's better in GoldenEye. I'm sorry.
We're going to wrap it up here. So any final words, Nano? Any final words from you?
If anybody's listening, Pierce Brosnan, I'm talking to you. For some chance, you're listening, Bam, would love an autograph photo. Somebody make it happen.
I would kindly accept that autograph, by the way. Put that up on Instagram.
There you go.
All right. Hey, make it happen.
Yeah, Bam, anything else? Anything else before we wrap it up?
Well, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to be like, yeah, GoldenEye is a better game because I like the characters and I like the guns and I like the levels better.
Okay.
In GoldenEye. I mean, there's nothing you can say, man.
I'll say this.
Perfect Dark boring, dog. It was boring. The story mode was boring.
I'll say this to end it. It had three types of multiplayers in the game. Co-op.
Look.
Wait, Bam. You say your piece. That's my turn.
No, but I'm not done yet. I just want to say one more thing.
All right, go.
Look, I'm going to be there in the summertime, right? Because I got to get my storage.
I'm down to play.
I will take the 64 out, and let's revisit this 2-3 months from now.
All right.
Bring this up.
We're
going to play. We're going to record an episode of us playing both games. And we're going to see.
All right. And you're going to have way more fun with shooting the Farsight 20. Your most hated gun.
Hey, I hate the Farsight, but I'll still rock all you guys with it. Let's not get that twisted.
All right. So look, I'll end it with this. The game had, Perfect Dark had three types of multiplayer games. Forget about the single player because we already talked about single player so many times. But multiplayer, three type of multiplayer. One, co-op. You could play with a friend for the missions, story, split screen. Awesome. Two, where there's the combat simulator, where it's up to four players plus eight bots. Wasn't available on the GoldenEye. And third, challenge. Also, you could do multiplayer on that. There's 30 challenges and you guys either work together or separate. I enjoy that. Plus, there was deathmatch mode, capture the flag mode, king of the hill, all that stuff.
I mean, they had that on GoldenEye too,
but I'm just saying. I'm just adding the package. That's all I'm saying. I'm adding the package.
My final piece will be revisit Perfect Dark. If you can, if it's available to you, do it.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed. And Bam, Sincere, do you have Perfect Dark?
Yeah, I have both. Of course.
So play it. You get to play it and pay attention to that soundtrack. Arguably, top three. No, it's arguably top three 64 soundtrack.
Ooh. A good one.
I guess I'll probably go, now that you mentioned it, I'll probably go listen to it, see like a sample of it.
Everybody, until next time, thank you for listening. Hit us up.
Sounds like crap. We'll make the next one better.
Yes, it sounds like crap right now for this episode. But if you like this episode, please hit us up, Twitter or email. And stay tuned. We're going to have more debates in the future.
We're going to continue this. When I get there in Miami, we're going to play both games.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to record that for sure.
Yeah, okay. We'll record it.
All right, cool. All right, man.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.